Blog Talk Radio. Entry tones are off. Exit tones are on. Entry tones are on. Exit tones are off. Entry and exit tones are on. Entry and exit tones are off. All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves. The recording has started.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you today. And we just want to welcome you once again to Open Heaven. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. We just want to thank God for each of you on tonight, each of you for joining. We do give God thanks. We give God praise for however you're joining us on the listening by Facebook, our Prayer News Network page, or our ReArt Prayer Group 52 page, or whether you Googled us tonight and you found us via Prayer News, you joined us tonight, we just want to welcome you. We want to welcome you. We want to thank you. Thank you for taking time out to come and join us on tonight. We do pray that you're intentional in your coming on tonight. We know that God has been good to us, and for this we are grateful. We give him thanks. We give him praise. We're thanking him for his glory. Amen. On tonight. Amen. How many of you attended your places of worship on today? We do pray that you had an outpouring of the Spirit of God on today, wherever you went. Amen. And people of God, if you didn't go today for whatever reason, listen, we want to welcome you tonight. We want to welcome you to this open heaven. And we pray again that you have come very intentional in your coming. We're praying that you came to get something from the Lord. We're praying that you came to hear a word from the Lord. We are praying on today, people of God, that you have come with your cups open, your cups, listen, your cups empty and your heart wide open so that the Lord can seal you on tonight. And again, we're grateful for you coming to join us, wherever you're joining us from, whether you're joining us internationally via radio. We give God thanks for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining. We just thank God for you. Thank you for being from the Isles of the Sea, or whether you're joining us from right here in this continental U.S., we give God thanks, and we give God praise for you for coming on tonight. Just want to thank God tonight for our leaders. As always, thank him for my leader, thanking him for the late Apostle Dr. S. James, and thanking him for Mother Carrie James, and thanking God tonight for our senior apostle, Samuel Huggins James. Thanking God for him and Lady Huggins James. Thanking God tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina and for Lady Tina. Thanking him for my pastor, Apostle D.D. Taylor Sr. Just thanking him on tonight for Shepherd Mother Taylor on tonight. We just want to thank God tonight for our PNN advisors. Thanking them for tonight for our prayer warriors. Amen. We just thank God for you, each of you on tonight that makes up this body of Christ, this body of believers. Amen. A part of this outreach ministry. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Truly, God has been doing great things in this ministry, and for this, we're so grateful. We're so grateful for all that the Lord is doing. We thank him for giving us the strength, amen, to continue to carry on this work. Amen. It's only by God's grace, and we're thanking him for his grace. And again, thanking him for each of you, people of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to endeavor. Amen. As always on Sundays, we're going to not, you know, planning to hold you long. Amen. We know it's a long day for many. Glory be to God. But listen, people of God, we're going to get right out of the way so that we can get into the Word of God. We do always know that it is order that we sanctify the line. Glory to God. Glory to God. Sanctify the line so that the Word can come forth with free course, that the Lord would have free course. We always sanctify the line, and amen, that those that are coming to the line would be sanctified, that their hearts would be turned aright to hear what the Lord has to say, in the buying up distractions. Amen. Because the enemy does try to send distractions so that we are not able to hear, get all that God's got for us. But we thank God for his word. His word comes to nullify. His word comes to, glory be to God, bring down, glory to God, bring under arrest all of those things that come to hinder us. Amen. So, people of God, we're going to get ready to sanctify the line on tonight. Glory to God. And we're going to ask missionaries to come over, amen, to the platform. And immediately after her, as we always do, we will have our scripture reading. We'll have our scripture reading by Sister Mary Hollins. Amen. God bless you in that order on tonight. People, get your pen and your pencil ready. Don't forget to text someone. Text them and let them know that we're here. Let them know that that the PNN is live, and we would love for them to join us on tonight. God bless you, Sister Fan. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The song says, I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. And when your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. And I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. And when your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Can you help me say yes? Yes. 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 Can you help me say yes? Yes. 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 And I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, when your spirit speaks to me, when your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart, I'll agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now. Give me your name, the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thanking you right now, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you, Lord God, for your love towards us tonight, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, just to lift up your holy name, Lord God, in the beauty of holiness. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon the line tonight, Lord God. Look upon each and every one of us that's on the line, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come asking you tonight, Lord God, forgive us, Lord God, for all our sins, Lord God, for all our iniquities, Lord God, for all our transgressions, Lord God, for all the things, Lord God, that we said and all the things that we've done that was not pleasing to your sight, even the very thoughts, Lord God, that we may have thought that wasn't like you. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon us tonight and have mercy and forgive us, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, repenting, Lord God, repenting for everything, Lord God, because we don't want anything, Lord God, to hinder our prayer to you tonight, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to just have your way tonight on the line. We ask you tonight, Lord God, just to come on in, Lord God, and bless us, Lord God, in the way that you see fit, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to come, Lord God, and let your choice of anointing, Lord God, be with us tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to move by your spirit and by your mighty power. Lord God, so many, Lord God, come looking for one thing, and so many come looking for another, Lord God. But we know you able, Lord God, and you see and you know everything, Lord God. So we asking you tonight, Lord God, just to have your way, Lord God. Heal tonight, Lord God. Deliver tonight, Lord God. Set free tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to move right now, Lord God, by your spirit, Lord God, on those maybe the first time online, Lord God. Those, Lord God, that may be coming to the line, Lord God, looking for, Lord God, salvation, looking for understanding, Lord God, just looking for you to come and bless them. We ask you tonight, Lord God, to move on them, Lord God. Move for them tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way tonight in the name of Jesus. Help us once again, Lord God, to be hearers. But, Lord God, help us to be doers. Help us to apply your word to our lives, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. That's you, Lord God, just to move, Lord God, by the by your spirit. Move, Lord God, by your mighty power in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Move, Lord God, on Mr. Bradley. Lord God, touch her right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bless her, Lord God, in the way that she need to be blessed. Lord God, we ask you to have your way. We ask you to have your way today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Have your way in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we'll be so careful, Lord, to give your name the praise, to give your name the glory, to give your name the honor, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to come before you again, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord God, for allowing us, Lord God, to come upon the line, Lord God, to hear Father from you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless your servants tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you this day, Lord God, just to move mightily, Lord God, through, Lord God, your mouthpiece tonight. In the name of Jesus, have your way, and we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor for what you are doing in Jesus' name. And we thank you right now. Amen, amen.
Amen, Sister Mary.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer wards, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the 17th chapter of Jeremiah, the 5th through the 14th verse. Thus said the Lord, cursed be the man that trusted in man and maketh flesh his own, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabit it. Blessed is the man trusted in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the water, and that spreadeth out her root by the river, and shall not see when he cometh, for her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall see from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. As the partridge sitteth on edge and hasheth them, so he that getteth riches and not by right shall lead them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool. A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed. And they that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the Father, and our living water. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. I have read to you the 17th chapter of Jeremiah, the 5th through the 14th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen. Amen tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you tonight. Amen for the word. May God bless you tonight for the prayer. of sanctification. Glory to God as we prepare for the word. Amen. Glory to God. And we do these things, people of God, because we want the airways to be clear. We want you to hear, glory to God, what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to each of us on tonight. Amen. So we set ourselves, glory to God, we set the atmosphere, amen, Jesus, for the word. And we're so grateful tonight, people of God. We're going to Alabama again. We thank God. This is another one of our long-standing commitments to come every Sunday and every Monday night, amen. And we know that we have every Friday night, glory to God, Minister Cannon comes to us from Applied Word. And we thank God, amen, that we have with us on tonight by way of Nassau, Bahamas. Glory to God, coming to us from Jerusalem Temple EPC. That's there located in Banks, Alabama. We thank God tonight, and we want you to receive, people of God, his messenger for the next tonight and tomorrow night. We thank God for Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. I bless him tonight. I thank you for this opportunity to once again come before you. Hallelujah. Not of myself, but to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the church of faith, with people speaking to us remnants in this last hour. Bless his name. And we thank God tonight for Minister Bradley, her PNN advisors, and her warriors. We thank God tonight for what has been established and sending our leaders. And I give respect to my Pastor Lindsay tonight. And all of you from every nation, wherever you're listening tonight from, God bless you. And let us just stand still and hear what God is saying tonight. Father, we give you thanks and praise for your word. We thank you, God, for your anointing, for your presence over this land, God. We thank you, O God, that you will release your power tonight, your anointing that will make declaring your word easy. And tonight, bind the prince of the powers of the air, bind spiritual victims in heavenly places, bind every interference and every interruption and every distract always tonight, God, that your word will come from the clarity, the understanding. Hallelujah, God, that we as your people may be edified and that growth may come, deliverance may come, and we will be drawn closer to you because of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless his name. Now, tonight I'm going to deal with exercise patience, exercising patience, and trust God to bring you through in your time of trial, in your time of test and temptation, because it's only a process. And we have heard the message about process before. God has made this in my heart, because a lot of us are dealing with a lot of testings and trials because we are directly in the last hour. We see a lot of murders and bloodshed, a lot of violence. We see the ways the disease growing, a lot of things are happening, because it's a sign that the end is upon us. And so the scripture comes tonight from James chapter 5, from verse 7. It says, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth and had long patience for it until he received the early and the latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh." It says, "Grudge not against one another, brethren," verse 9, "you should be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth at the door. Take, my brethren, the prophet," verse 10, "who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering and affliction and patience." Three words there, the prophets of old went through suffering, affliction, and patience. Verse 11 says, "Behold, we tell them happy which endure. We have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. 12, but above all, hallelujah, all these things, my brethren, dwell not, neither by heaven, neither by earth, neither by any other earth, but let your yea be yea, and your nay be nay, lest you fall into condemnation. And God is saying, if you're going to say yes, let it be yes. If you're saying no, let it be no before you bring condemnation upon yourself. Verse 13 says, if any man be afflicted, let him pray. Is any man, that's a question, let him sing songs. Is any among you, let him call for the elders of the church, not for the doctor, not for medication. We shall call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Verse 15 says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he has committed any sin, they shall be forgiven. Confess your faults, verse 16, one to another, and pray for one another that you may be healed. Amen? Reflect your servant prayer of a righteous man against much. Glory to God. And so God is instructing us to pray. For those who are sick, one day you will not be able to buy a serum. You will not be able to get pharmaceutical drugs. You will not be able to go to the doctor. And so God is giving us a remedy tonight. You are sick. Where to find your healing? And you got to now trust God as never before. 18 says, and he prayed again, and the heaven gives rain, and the earth brought forth a fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one converts him, and the same said, let him know that he which converted the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. And so God says tonight is time now for sinners to be saved. And the reason why I say this, because of people who are out there in the world, but they are sinners right in the church. They are sinners sitting right in the congregation of the righteous. And so God is saying tonight, some are erred, are provoking an error. They have erred from the truth, turned away from the truth. He says, now it's time to convert them, moving back to the truth. Send the truth. Preach the truth. Even if you don't have no faith, even if they don't understand, even if they disagree, even if they hate you, he warns us to now convert the sinner man in his house that is out there so that they return to the truth. Now, I will talk about 10 reasons. I'm going to give us 10 reasons tonight why we should fully trust God to take us through the process to bring us into purpose. When God has purpose on your life, hallelujah tonight, then expect to go through trials and tribulation. It is a part of your process. There is nobody on the face of the earth that can say that they have never been a trial or a test. You got to remember that it brings you into purpose. So many are tired and feeling burned out spiritually, physically, emotionally, and mentally. And that is because the warfare against us, hallelujah, tonight, it has intensified. Which means the word of God that says evil will get worse and worse, it is happening right now. Hallelujah. This means that our connection to God has to be even greater than it was before. For Satan has stuck us like this. We have got to be so connected to God that we may go to the testing and the trials, and then we go to the process, we have to avoid our connection in our relationship with God. Many persons are still praying and asking for direction. Many people coming on the line saying they need prayer for direction. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to move about, do anything they are planning in their mind to do. And so we have to now believe God and trust God like many before. Many are looking for a prophetic word. They're looking for solution to a prophetic word. They're looking for direction to a prophetic word. They're looking for answers to a word. Hallelujah. What God has for us is already finished. You got to understand that many of us are close, glory to God, hallelujah, and he closed his eyes, he thought it was finished.
God bless. We want to ask you to hold on a moment. We are experiencing technical difficulties, and looks like we lost our speaker there for a moment. I wish you can just give her a moment to sign back in. Amen, Jesus. While we're waiting for her to come back on, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people, invite a couple of people to come out and be with us on tonight. Amen. Looks like our speaker is back on the platform. Woman of God, if you would just press star 6 and come over on the left hand side. Okay, there you are.
Some reason my phone just shut down. The devil is a liar tonight. And so, like I was saying, trusting God in your process means that we have to be sensitive to the voice of God. We have to be able to hear the voice of God. And waiting on God is probably one of the hardest things we have to do. It is hard to hear God's voice when we are caught up in making our own plans or trying to figure out what the best thing is, it is for ourselves. We could never, ever figure out or try to figure out what is best for us because we're waiting. Because in the waiting, in the process, there's so much that you face, so much that you go through that it could confuse you sometimes. It could depress you sometimes. It could oppress you, and your mind is being restricted and bound in so many ways. God is calling us as believers to endure and exercise the daily submit our plans to God's timing. God, who is our creator, our heavenly Father, promises to guide and direct us, and this honestly happens one day at a time. And so what God is saying, there is a timing. We got to wait on the timing of God, and we got to be patient. And when you think about the word patience, it is talking about being tolerant. It is talking about forbearance or self-restraint. It talks about having fortitude. You gotta be calm. Your composure, your temperament, your serenity, kindness, consideration. There's a lot of things in being patient. Your perseverance, your diligence, the way you apply things, your application, staying in prayer while you're being patient. You have to be determined. Patience calls for determination, resolution. It calls for being insistent and being persistent. That's some of the meanings of patience. And so God expects us to be very patient while we're going through. Romans chapter 12 and 12 states, rejoicing in hope, patience in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Galatians chapter 6, not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Verse 10, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Psalm chapter 37, 7 and through 9 says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospered in his way, because of the man that who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Psalm 27 and 14 says, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. 89 says, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, was not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so God saying, while you're going through your process, patience is needed. Don't be ignorant about the things that you're going to go through. And God saying, to you, I'm taking long. But remember to me, your one day is 1,000 years in my sight. And when the process seems like it's 20 years, God said that's only 20 days or maybe 20 minutes. So God's time is not like our timing, and God's ways are not like our ways. And so what seems long to us is only but a second in the eyes of God. What it means to trust the process. What is God telling us when he says, you got to trust me. You got to have faith in me. You got to have means letting go and having faith that these things will eventually work out in its own time. Again, timing. Whatever, hallelujah, tonight that we're going through, God says, is going to work out in its own time. Some of us don't have the patience to endure. Some of us have been going through for so long that we are tired, we are worn out, but God said tonight, bless his name, it's a timing. Everything will work out in the time he has already ordained for your life before you were born. There was a timing for your process to take place. For instance, trusting the process in your career or your ministry, maybe your marriage, business, hallelujah. It could have been a prophetic word that you received years ago. So you've been praying for salvation for your kids, salvation for family or somebody else that you've been praying for. It may be things that we've been praying for and believing God for many years. It means that while we are or you aren't exactly where you imagine you should be, you're working your way to getting there. And so some of us think we should have been more fervent in ministry in a lot of places in our lives and things in our lives. We should have been much further. But what does God say tonight? Work at where you are. Work where you are until you can get where he wants you to go. When you trust the process at the right time, because God is dealing with timing tonight, you will get where you intended to go without rushing or pressuring yourself, without getting stressed out or worried about how long it is taking. When we learn, bless his name tonight, when we learn to trust God, when we go into our process and our trials and our testing, it can take you to places you have never imagined, and it all comes down to patience, trust, and faith. Hallelujah. When we look at the word patience, trust, and faith, we are dealing with the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. The fruit of the Spirit deals with having a Christian character. This is produced by the Holy Ghost and not by self-effort. And so God is saying tonight, you have to rely on the Holy Ghost and not yourself. And so if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you cannot, your process will take longer, and you cannot get to the destination that God has already assigned for your life. And so without the Holy Ghost living on the inside of us, it's impossible to please God or to produce the fruit of the Spirit the way we should. Hallelujah tonight, Jesus. Even those of us who have the Holy Ghost find ourselves struggling to exercise the fruit of the Spirit. If we would be honest with ourselves, many of us in the body of Christ, problems with the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And what is the fruit of the Spirit God is talking about? In Galatians 5, 22 to 25, it says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And if we examine ourselves tonight, somewhere, somehow, one of these things in here, we are still struggling with it. We have struggled with it, and we will struggle with it. And 24 says, and they that are Christ's and the lust, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And so then you have the fruit of the Spirit. God is saying, walk in it. Walk in my Spirit. Walk in the fruit of the Spirit. When we see the word trust along with faith, hallelujah, and patience, God is telling us that we must go through some long suffering. We must go through the process through trials and temptations. Bless his name. Hallelujah. And when you look at the word long suffering, it deals with endurance. It deals with constancy. It deals with steadfastness, perseverance, patience, forbearance. It deals with slowness in avenging wrong. It deals with the word fortitude. And what does the word fortitude mean? Fortitude tells us that no matter how much pain we are dealing with, glory be to God tonight, in your process. Hallelujah. It means that even if things may look bad in your current path, it's not your final destination. Mm-hmm. And so our final destination is making it into the kingdom. Our final destination is spending eternity with God. So even though what you're dealing with right now is looking kind of bad, it looks like you're not coming out of it, God said, trust me, because this is not your final destination. You're not going to be stuck in the things that you are going through. God said, I'm going to bring you out of it. Now, we're going to get to the number one thing that God is saying you need to do in your process. Number one, in your process, you need to stay calm. We need to be calm. We need to have a calm spirit. And a lot of us get anxious. And a lot of us don't know how to deal with it. And so we become frustrated and aggravated, and we begin to murmur and complain. The word calmer refers to people who are peaceful and quiet and not worried, especially in difficult situations. It's only natural that we have more inner peace when we let go of the need of trying to control certain outcomes in our lives. We need to stop trying to control how things are going to work out. We need to completely ours. Even if we try, we still can't do it. Rather, trusting God in the process is a key to a calm and relaxed life. Hallelujah. When you trust God, believe you me, you wouldn't be worrying. You wouldn't be hurting your head. Because why? You know God got your back. You know he already worked it out for you. We just need to stand still in the Lord with all thine heart and lean, hallelujah, tonight, not unto your own understanding. In all of thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. God is telling us to let go and let him have his way. If you have been worried and trying to figure it out, stressed out, oppressed, it is time to let it go and wait on him. He has an appointed time and season to deliver. Glory be to God tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Habakkuk chapter 2:2-3 says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets that he may run that readeth it. The vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come to pass, and it shall not tarry. And so God said, even if he give you visions or dreams, if he has spoken a word to you, write it down. Put it on a piece of paper. Put it on the wall. Tack it on the wall. He said, because I am going to bring it to pass. He said, but wait on it. Even though he speaks it, he's telling us to wait on me. If God has on you, wait on it. It is an appointed time. God say, I will manifest that thing that I've spoken to you. Number two, while waiting in your process, you're more confident. How many of you know that you become more confident and you trust God more than you're going through? Another benefit you get when you trust the process is learn to build trust and rely totally on God. Hallelujah. Totally on God, and have more confidence in your own self. Hallelujah. When you know you've worked hard to get where you are currently are now, then you have confidence that you'll get to where you want to go in life. First John chapter 3:22 says, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Confidence is knowing and believing without a doubt that God will bring you through your process. Hallelujah. And so God is looking for us to be confident in his word. He's looking for us to be confident in what Jesus said. Glory be to God, because God is not a man to lie. The third one is, when we learn to wait in the time of trials, you are less likely to hurt yourself. A lot of people are hurting themselves by thinking too hard, by being stressed out, getting high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes, all kinds of sicknesses are coming upon you because of stress. Stress is a demonic force. It is easy to break your own heart when you stress over your own life. You bring hurt to your own self, people of God. Trusting the process means that you value and trust God more than anything in this life and his word. Above everything that happens or is happening in your life, you will trust God and his word more than anything else. And God is trying to bring us into that frame of mind to trust him above anything else. The doctor says, what anybody else says, what your mind tells you. You trust yourself enough to stop stressing out. God says, when you learn to stop stressing out and trust yourself enough to know that he is going to move for you, to know that he has already promised you and he cannot, he's going to fulfill it. You know that there is no use obsessing over the process, as it won't change anything. So it's better, God is saying tonight, to just simply let it go. Number four, you become patient in your trials. Great deal of patience, especially if you plan to do it right. How many tonight, you want to do it right in the sight of God? So God says, while we are waiting, God has given us time to build our character and attitude. the process that God is taking you through tonight. He said, I'm building your character. I'm building your attitude. I'm building you on the inner man. I'm putting strength on your in your spirit man. Then we trust God, glory to God tonight in the process of things and just let things be. We will have victories and great testimonies. Glory be to God. Many of us don't have a lot of victories and great testimonies because we want to rush the process. We don't have patience enough because we feel like God is taking too long. Abraham waited for a promise to be fulfilled, and so did Joseph. If you look in Genesis chapter 37 to 50, it tells the story of Joseph, who was sold into slavery by his own brothers, then suffered in jail for 2 years as an innocent man waiting for release from an unjust punishment. And you have a lot of people going through the same thing like Joseph, waiting. You didn't do anything wrong, but you're trying to figure out why am I here? Lord, why is this happening? While going through this process or his process, he had favor with God and man. He had to wait 13 years in prison, going through a process for a purpose. Glory be to God tonight. And so, God, let me tell you something. In your process, and if you believe God and stick with the word, God will cause favor to find your door. You will have favor with men and with God because God see your patience and your endurance, hallelujah, going through. And so he will send people in your way to connect you with the right person that will help you find your purpose. So Joseph had to wait 13 years in prison, going through a process for a purpose before his prophetic promise of becoming a ruler or a governor was fulfilled. How long have you been waiting tonight? How long have some of us been waiting? Moses, Caleb, and Joshua waited in the wilderness in the hope of God's promise. They were waiting to see the promised land. But one person made it over, and that was Joshua. Moses waited 40 years before he had divine encounter with the flaming voice of God. He had to wait in the presence of God for 40 days and nights to hear from God. And so God is saying tonight, I'm taking you through a process, but you got to wait in my presence. It is time to get in the presence of God. It is time to come into a different level, to come up higher, to wait in his presence so God can speak to you. And so Moses waited all of those days, bless his name, in the presence of the Lord, and he had to wait 40 years before he had his divine encounter with God when God showed up to him in the flaming bush, in the burning bush. It was 40 years before that happened. Job, another one, waited through suffering, losing everything, including 7 children, all his possessions, his wealth, and his health. His wife, who should have supported him, tell him to curse God and die and turn their back on him. Be careful who you're marrying to make sure they're going to stay with going through your process. Be careful who you're connecting with when you're going through your process. Job encountered accusations from his friends. He encountered oppression. But at the end, God restored him and gave him double for all his troubles because he repented. Because God challenged him. If you read it, God was asking Job all kind of questions. How I made the moon. Do you see what I did? And so Job had to repent to God for complaining at one time or another. David is another one who was chosen by God to be king. Waited 15 years on God's appointed time in his cave as an exile, after he was anointed, until he took the crown and the throne to be king. So long time. And you have to know tonight that God may anoint you and appoint you, but there might be a process and a waiting period before you come into your full potential, before you come into ministry, before you come into that marriage, before you come into that business. characters went through in the Bible. God was building their characters as well. Daniel waited in the den of lions, bless his name, for deliverance. He waited in fasting and in prayer for 3 weeks before he got a breakthrough for an answer from God. God had to send the angel Michael to set Gabriel free to tell Daniel from the first time you prayed, God heard you. And so he had to wait a 3 long weeks before he got an answer from God. Jonah spent 40 days in Nineveh warning the people of God's pending judgment. And so even though Jonah preached and the people repent, still waiting to see what God was going to do with the city. Glory be to God. And so he spent 40 long days waiting for God to destroy the city. And so he there's a waiting period. Sometimes God would tell you, I'm going to do this. And you're sitting there waiting and waiting for God to do it. And then you find out that nothing really happens. Or God is taking long. So God is saying tonight, wait on me. Esther waited for a whole year to become queen because she had to go and do some things. She had to go through a process of getting ready to be a queen. She had to go through training. She had to go through reforming herself and her attitudes and all that stuff. And so when God is preparing you for a position, then there's a waiting period before you can encounter that position. The book of Exodus, but the children of Israel waited 40 years in the wilderness before they got to the promised land because of disobedience and rebellion and murmuring and complaining against God and against Moses, his leader. God was testing their patience. And so when God is testing your patience, you got to be careful about the murmuring and the complaining against your leadership as well. Because God would put you in a place where he's testing you to see how you're going to respond when you're being attacked, when you're being criticized, when you're being persecuted, when you're being hated on. You will be tested, bless his name. The Hebrew people waited for deliverance while they were oppressed by the Egyptians for nearly 430 years before they escaped through God's great power in the Exodus under the leadership of Moses. Now, you're talking about 10 years. We're talking about 20 years for us waiting. 5 years we complain. 3 years we complain. They waited 430 years in bondage, glory be to God, before God sent Moses to set them free. Bless his name. And that's a long time. Sarah and Hannah waited a very long time for the birth of a child. One of the hardest things a woman can go through is waiting for a baby. Those of you who are waiting for a baby, those of you, God said you're going to have a child and it has not come yet, there is a waiting period that God will put you through, but eventually God will show up. Scripture says that Hannah was in deep anguish and cried bitterly to the Lord, begging. She was begging, hallelujah, Jesus, Samuel chapter 1 and 10. When her prayer was answered, she followed through on her commitment to God and sent her son Samuel to live in the temple that she had been waiting for so long. Could you imagine God said, I'm going to give you a child, but then I give it to you, I want you to give him back to me. That must have been very hard for her in her life. Bless his name. How many tonight God said, I'm going to give you something, but I expect something back in return? Are we giving what God promised us back to him? Bless his name. Hallelujah, God. And so God is saying tonight, when he blesses, don't forget to bless me back. Don't forget to reach out. Don't forget to give. Sarah in Genesis chapter 18, 9 to 15 tells the story of the three angels visiting Abraham and Sarah. One angel told Abraham that he and Sarah would have a child. Sarah didn't think it was possible because of her age, so she laughed to herself, and she later gave birth to her son Isaac at just the right time. Bless his name. When you look at Jesus, hallelujah, in the wilderness, God was building his character. God was building his attitude, his patience, his endurance, his love for God, long-suffering. He was being prepared for the ministry of the kingdom to deliver God's people. He knew the voice God. He didn't make a decision on his own. He was led by the Spirit of God to be tempted. And so God, the same, if Jesus had to go through a process and he was without sin and he was spotless, what do you think about us who are always messing up every now and then, who are short-tempered, who go through a lot of things? Don't you think that we are going to go through a process of being tested and tried? Matthew chapter 4, 1 through 11 says, then Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness, hallelujah, to be tempted of the devil, and many had fasted 40 days and nights. He was afterward hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written. And if you read it straight to the end, and Moses and Elijah, they waited 40 days, each of them, and nights, going through their process for their assignment to be accomplished. All of them had an encounter with God. They all knew the voice of God. That is why they were able to endure the process. And so God is saying, you have to know my voice in this hour to be able to go through your process. In 1 Kings chapter 9, 19, it talks about Jezebel and Elijah. Bless his name. And how Elijah ran from Jezebel. And the Bible says, he, when he gets to a point, he left his servants behind and he went up into a mountain. Bless his name. And Mount Horeb. And in this mountain, he was there for 40 days, 40 nights. Bless his name. Hallelujah. And he came, and verse 9 says, and he came thither into a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said unto him, what doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I've been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts. For the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant and thrown down thine altar. Hallelujah. And slain thy prophets with the edge of the sword. And I only am left, and they seek my life to take it. And God said, go forth and stand at the cave of the mountain. Bless his name. So the Lord told him to go and stand at the beginning of the mountain. And the Lord passed by, that's verse 11, and a great strong wind rent the mountain and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering and in of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what you doing here? And so when what Elijah experienced shows us that God shows up in the little things. Many times we want God to reveal himself to us in big ways, especially when we think we have been so faithful in waiting on him. Hallelujah. God often takes the small things or occasions in our lives, glory be to God, and pull them together to show us his plan in one. Hallelujah. And so when they're looking for some big thing to happen, God is saying, I'm speaking, but I'm going to speak to you in little ways. I'm going to show myself to you in the small way that you don't think that I am going to move. God did not show up or speak to Elijah in the earthquake, fire, or the wind that break the mountain, but it was a gentle, small voice, a gentle presence that God showed up and spoke to him. And so sometimes when you're looking for God in a big prophetic way, in a loud way, in a prayerful way, God said, I'm speaking to you in my still small voice. Do you hear me? How many of us can look back and see how God's gentle presence carried us into our next place, into our next level, or see the plan and unfolding before our very eyes? Jeremiah chapter 29, 11 to 14 says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. He said, then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Find me, then ye shall search for me with all of your heart. And I will be found of you, said the Lord, and I will turn away by your captivity, and I will gather you from all nations, from all the places where I have driven you, said the Lord, and I will bring you again unto this place whence I caused you to be. And so this is the hour God has spoke to me when I was doing this. He said, this is the hour that God is releasing us from everything that held us captive. Even as he is releasing Israel or the Jewish nation, he said, I'm releasing you from everything that has held you captive all these years, even as I am doing it for my people Israel. This is a time that he's pulling us together, finding us together, synergizing us for his glory to be revealed in us. But we have to stay in the process. Bless his name. He is bringing us to an expected end, but we've got to stay in the process because only God alone knows his thoughts that he sent toward us. Glory be to God. Psalms 130, verse 5, and for the Lord, O my soul, wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waited for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. By believing and learning how to wait on God, things will eventually work out. You're also building discipline. And so the fifth point is this: you are building discipline. You become resilient. When you are disciplined, you become resilient, which means that you are a person that can that is able to withstand or recover quickly from difficult conditions. Blesses me. You become strong. You become more tougher, and you can deal with situations. So no matter what challenges life throw at you, resilience is something you gain by trusting God in your process. When you've been through so many battles, people of God, before you know what you're going through, God will help you. I'm telling you, he will be there for you. Hallelujah. He will help you through any circumstances if we learn to trust him. Bless his name. And the battles that you go through, hallelujah, it is only temporary. Because Satan do not give up. You got to know you are in a fight. It may seem like it's over. Then when you look, it looks like you're going through that same process. It's because Satan is not giving up. He is not relenting. He is determined to take us off balance. He is determined to keep us distracted. And we got to know that our fight is not with flesh. Our fight is not with people. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against seed and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. He said in verse 13, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Verse 14 says, stand. Therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication. Bless his name. And so God is saying, when you become resilient, it becomes a part of your character, as you have no need to control or fix things obsessively. How many know some people can get obsessive in what they're doing? And when you're thinking about someone that is doing something that's obsessive, they're overdoing it. You're overthinking. You're overreacting. Hallelujah. So we got to come to the place in our walk with God to understand that obsession or obsessiveness is a demonic force assigned to you. We should be careful about becoming like that, because it is a demonic force that deals with your mental illness or mental state, or mental state of your mind. And so success in your process, you become open to change. While nobody likes the idea of change, it is the time or the one thing in all of our lives that we can't avoid entirely. Change is constant no matter where we go. And trusting God in the process will only prove that further. When you trust the process, you learn to adapt to the changes that happen. He is doing a new thing, which means that we have to be willing to let go of the old for the new to manifest. We have to be willing to let the past go in order to walk into our future, to walk into a new life. Bless his name is what God is saying tonight. To walk into a new attitude, a new way of thinking, a new mindset, new goals, new dreams, new aspirations, new relationships, new ideas, new connections. That is ordained by God. New businesses, new ministries, new way of praising, worshiping. There is a new wave of glory, bless his name tonight, being released in this hour. And if we don't let go, then we will miss out on what God is doing. We have to let go of unforgiveness, lack of love, pride, arrogance, haughtiness, selfishness, self-centeredness, negativity, for God to release the new thing he is doing. Our apostle Huggins told us when he was to camp meeting, he said the greater light is here. And that greater light has to do with the new thing that God is doing in this last hour. New wine into all new wine skin, or it will burst. And you'll find that in Matthew chapter 2, 21 to 22. It says, no man also soweth a piece of new cloth on an old garment, else the new piece that filled it taketh away from the old, and the rent is made worse. And no man put new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles, and the wine is spilled, and the bottles will be marred. But new wine must be put into new bottles. What is God saying tonight unto us? Difficulty of teaching disciples with prior learning. It is difficult to teach people who are prior learning or set in their way. It is easier to teach new people that don't have the knowledge of what God is saying. It will be easier to reach them. So Jesus is telling us here that he is the new wine, and our minds which deal with the flesh is the old bottle. Hallelujah. He cannot put his anointing or word in a mindset that is stuck in the past, a mind that is not walking in faith, trust, and patience, because a natural mind, which is a carnal mind, or an old mindset, cannot and will not receive the new things or the new wine that God is pouring out. God is releasing new revelation, dreams, and visions. He is, hallelujah, tonight. He is pouring out his presence and power. And if you are sensitive to the Spirit of God, you can almost touch and taste what God is doing in this hour. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. And God said, behold, I am doing all things new. And so we've got to be open for the new things that God is doing. How do you know when God is telling you to move? And what are the signs to move forward? If you are surrounded by ungodly people, and so when you're doing new things, God said, now I am separating you, and you got to pull yourself away, and you got to move away from ungodly people. God could be telling you, when, if you are surrounded by ungodliness, God could be telling you to move. There is a warning that God would be telling you, move, because he can't bless you when you're around that type of person. And so he says to move. The next thing God is saying to us, the warning, you could come into the judgment of God for not moving when God says to move. You could find yourself in trouble with God. Another thing, if you're stuck in a group of friends who love indulging in drunkenness and sexual sin, God is telling you, get out from this because I want to bless you. And if you're in a church that is like a whitewashed tomb, if you're in a ministry that is like a whitewashed tomb, beautiful on the outside, but actually dead on the inside, God is calling you to move from there. If you are in a city that has too many old temptations for you, God could be telling you it's time to physically move from your place of living. Notice in Peter chapter and through 9, how we are reminded of God moving Lot out of Sodom and Gomorrah. And it says, and verse 6 it says, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. And his wife, and you see Lot's wife, she turned into a pillar of salt. Why? Because she decided to look back. She decided to get to not lose the things, lose the world, lose the ways of Sodom. And so God is saying we have to lose some things in order for this, the process to be complete. We got to pull away from a lot of things. If you sense a pressing in ministry needs calling you away from your current place, then God is saying it's time to move so that he can process you for what he has called you to do. Staying in the same position and staying in a ministry where you're stagnated and can't grow, you're going to stay longer in your process. If your current place of living or where you live is asking you to leave, then God is saying he needs you to leave because he wants to bless you. You may be in a relationship. You may want this person to be the one God has for you. You may be willing to fight through all the issues that are there. But if this person doesn't feel the same way, if they don't see you as one for them, and if they are not willing to fight through any more issues with you, God is calling you to move on. Your church may reject you in every possible way. They may gossip about you. They may stick you in a corner, and you may never get to know what ministry gifts you have. And they may grow annoyed by your passion for Jesus. They are asking you to leave. Sometimes it doesn't matter how good you are at evangelism. It doesn't matter how influential your preaching is. It doesn't matter how much love and sacrifice you are willing to give a place, bless his name. Some grounds is just not good soil for you to be on. God has not called you to waste your life on people who are asking you to leave them alone. Jesus said to his disciple in Matthew 10 and 14, if anyone will not receive you or listen to your words, take off the dust from your feet and move on. So God is saying it's time to move on, but you're going to go through a process. Bless his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so as we look into the word of God, God is saying now in point 7 that going through your process will lead you to your purpose. Trusting the process is all about being led to your life's purpose. Everyone is made for a purpose, and this is why it's important to have faith and trust that you'll get there eventually. When we talk about faith, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 and 6, without faith it's impossible to please God, for he that cometh to God must believe that God is, that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek his name. Galatians 3 and says, but no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And so God wanted to live by faith when we're going through our process. Number 8, it says, process helps you to practice gratitude. And so life is filled with enough anxiety that there's no reason to add to that by worrying even more. By letting go, you learn to be grateful for what you already have and take it from there. You learn contentment and bliss from even when you're not yet where you want to be. And if you look at Philippians chapter 4, it says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned. And so God is talking about being contented while you're going through your process. When we learn to stop complaining and murmuring and accept the situations and conditions, hallelujah, to not define ourselves in, learn to give him praise. Learn to worship him. Stay on your knees. Learn to keep the faith, even if it looks like God is not moving. Number 9 says, you grow through everything. You will grow through everything if we stay in the process. No matter what things you encounter in your life, you have to grow through it. And you have grown through it, even the more painful it becomes. No matter how hard it is, God said, grow. Please, don't murmur. Stay there and grow. And growth comes through pain and suffering. Then you go through suffering, you grow. Your faith grows. Your trust grows. Your hope grows. Romans 8 and 18 says, "For I reckon that the suffering of this present work time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." 35 says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, principalities, or powers, or things present, or things to come, neither height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able, glory be to God, to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus." Hallelujah. Suffering is evidence, my people, tonight. Suffering is evidence. The world is full of suffering. Physical, emotional, spiritual pain has been and will always be a part of our process. The example of our suffering was Jesus Christ, who was persecuted and crucified by the Roman soldiers. Suffering will indeed come, but God is saying tonight that his grace is sufficient, and he has given us the power to overcome every trial and to fulfill our purpose and potential and mission in this, in his kingdom. Glory be to God. And so we have no excuse not to finish strong. We have no excuse not to know that God is saying, "I got your back, move on." The last point is in your process, bless his name, tonight, glory be to God, hallelujah, God is saying, just give me a minute to find the bless his name, in your process, in the last part of it, in your struggle, trust me in your process, trust me when you're going through. Don't get discouraged. Don't get tired. Don't give up. Endure hardness as a good soldier. Watch, stand still and watch me. I am here for you. It may seem hard. It may seem rough. It may seem like it's never going to end. But God is saying, stay in there. Stick in there and watch me. Stand still and watch me. Hallelujah. Glory to God tonight. Don't turn to other people. Turn to my word. Turn to my promises. Bless his name, because I will bring you out. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you. Glory be to God. With the right hand of my righteousness. Hallelujah, Jesus, tonight. And so God is saying tonight, hallelujah, people of God, that we're going to go through trials. But in your process, you realize that timing is everything. God is saying, realize that it is a timing. The things that are meant to be will be yours eventually, but it's all a matter of timing. And this is a part of the 10 parts, the last part, the 10 parts, timing, process, timing. And so God is saying, wait on me. Trust the process. You should let go of everything needed. Let go. Every need you have will be met. Don't try to control it. Let go of the need to know the answer to all your questions to your dream job. So that's something. If you're trying to find a job and you're trying to get something done, he said, trust that you will get there. If you're fighting toward ministry, trust that you will get there. Don't fight. Don't struggle. Just leave it to me. Trust me that everything will work out in the way your life was planned by me. In order to trust the process, you must not rush the timing of things. Oftentimes we want it now, and we can't wait any second longer, which is the wrong mindset to have. We need to develop the mindset that is full of patience and discipline, as that is what trusting the process is all about, even in the things unknown. Even when things don't make sense, God said, trust me. And I'm done tonight. People of God, about our mindset, God is speaking tonight about waiting. God is speaking tonight about having patience and being long-suffering. God is speaking tonight about coming into your full potential. And how many of you tonight on this line know and you're looking for answers and you're looking for solutions, but here tonight God is saying the solution and the answers to everything that you're dealing with is already taken care of, but you just got to trust me. You just got to believe me. You just got to wait on me. You just have to faith in me. Stop hurting your head. Stop getting headaches and sleepless nights. I have already taken care of it. Hallelujah. Tonight, glory be to God. And I found myself there one time. I found myself can't wait and I messed up. And you will find yourself messing up and doing what God's supposed to do if we don't wait. Stepping out ahead of time. Hallelujah. Tonight, but God is here tonight, people of God. And I know that there is on the line tonight and you're wondering how long and when and why. God is saying tonight, trust me. And if you're here tonight and you're trusting God and believing God to take you through some things, you can press *6 and say, I need prayer. I'm waiting on God, but it's taking long. I need God to give me patience. I need endurance. I don't know what to do. I'm looking for answers. And we can pray together and we can believe God to do a quick work in your life. We can believe God because he said he's doing a quick work. And so sometimes we got to persevere in prayer. Sometimes you got to fast and pray like Esther, who fasted for 3 days and God moved. So sometimes it's going to take extra effort for God to move. It's going to take more dedication, faithfulness, and commitment to God and his word for God to move. Hallelujah. But he is moving. And the line is open for a move of God tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so I thank God tonight for his move in the process in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Woman of God?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Praise God on tonight. You release the line?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God tonight. Amen. For the word on tonight. And I tell you, this word fits into every situation, no matter where you find yourself. Glory to God. The word of God has come to us on tonight to prepare us. This word has come tonight to prepare us that we won't lose faith in the midst of. It has come to prepare us tonight, people of God, that even as we are going through, that we can be calm, that we can just be still, amen, and really know that he's God. We thank God for all of the pointers on tonight that have come to us. People of God, we want you to take this word, apply this word on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And tonight, glory to God, woman of God, amen, Jesus, if you will, on tonight, open the line to anyone that has a prayer request or anyone that, glory to God, perhaps is ready to yield their lives unto the Lord. Glory to God, if you will, tonight, open the line for them on tonight. You have the platform.
Amen. Bless the name of the living God. And as the woman of God has said, God has spoken to each and every one of us, including myself. And as you listen tonight, each and every one of us know where we are with God. We know our weakness, God. We know what we need to do, and we know what we need to do. And the word of God says, if we agree, we cannot touch, but if we agree of anything in this earth, it shall be done in heaven. And so if you're on the line tonight, and you're going through situations, and you're believing God to move, you may be here tonight. And you have yet to surrender all to God. And you have yet to say, God, I'm tired of living the way I'm living. I'm tired of living without you. Things are not working out. I'm still struggling. Even what you say, we find ourselves struggling, but being out of the ark of safety and not being saved, you find that the enemy will fight you more, your process will be longer, and you go to more. Bless his name. And so, if you desire prayer for any situation or circumstances, you're freely welcome to come on over, and we can sign an agreement. If you want salvation tonight, the line is open. You can come on over, and we can touch on you and lead you into the finished prayer, because the Bible says that your mouth, confession is made, and in your heart you believe. So there's a process even to salvation that must take place if we're going to be the servants that have been chosen of God. You see, whatever it is tonight that you believe in God for, that you've been waiting on for God for, you can come over and we can believe God together. And I believe by faith that he will hear and answer our prayer.
Praise the Lord, woman of God. Wow. Amen, Jesus. Someone may be considering on tonight coming over. I just want to bring Evangelist Gail, Evangelist Gail Bill, one of our prayer warriors. As I understand, she is scheduled for surgery in a couple of weeks. So we just want to be in prayer with her. We believe God. We know that God is able. We know that God is able in every situation. Amen, Jesus. And I'm certainly going to be sure to give her one of these tapes on tonight, because it is perfect. Amen, Jesus, for the situation. So definitely would like to ask for prayer for her on tonight.
Amen. Bless the name of Jesus, glory to God, and woman of God, the doctor, because a lot of people tonight, and many of you are sick and afflicted tonight in your body, in your soul. And that itself is a process that God is taking you through. Some have been sick for years, with high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes, all types of things going on. That is a process. And God can heal in a second, in a split second. And so, even myself, I find myself with aches and pains, sometimes sharp pains in my chest, and I have to calm my chest and pray. And instantly, God heals me. So I know what it is to go through, and God, he will give a miracle, and sometimes, like the evangelist Gail, you might have to take a surgery. But in the midst of it all, God is still a deliverer. And so, pray that you bring this woman of God to you tonight. In the name of Jesus, God, we make declarations tonight.
Yes.
On this question concerning your servant, glory be to God. You cannot lie, but you're not a man. And you don't need to repent. You're not a man, God. You are God all by yourself. Hallelujah, God, yes, Lord. And as we lift up to you tonight, God, as we stand in agreement tonight, God, the great word that says, you were wounded for her transgression. You were bruised for her iniquity, which is kindness of your peace is upon us. And with your stripes, she are healed. Tonight, God is here, is about to go under the knife. We declare tonight, oh God, that you walk by her side, that you will release ministering angels, God, the flaming sword of fire, to be by her side in the surgical, Lord God, that you would guide the hands of the doctor, Lord God, that would do the surgery in the name of Jesus. Tonight, oh God, that you would do a speedy recovery in her life in the name of Jesus. We declare that no accidents or no incidents, God, would happen during her surgery in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you, God, that you will bring up our soul, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. tonight, Father, that after the surgery, God, she'll be even better than she was before. We want to thank you for divine healing and divine intervention in her case right now. In the name of Jesus and many others, God, who are connected and may be going through sicknesses in your body tonight. Those who are believing you for divine healing tonight, divine breakthrough tonight, God, we thank you for touching them now from the top of their head to the sole of their feet in the name of Jesus. As you're moving for evangelist prayer, God, move for someone else tonight that is believing you, God, to bring them through. They've been taking medication. They've been going to up and down to the doctors. Like the woman with the issue of blood and still got worse. So God, you spoke up tonight. That you would set their free from every infirmity, God, and in the morning, solid bone and flows of infirmity and sicknesses and disease. In the name of Jesus, we cancel the plan of Satan. We cancel every demonic assignment. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord God. And we praise you, God, for the victory, God, in the surgery. And we praise you for the victory, God, in the speedy recovery. We thank you, oh God, that you're going to bring us back in Jesus' name. And we say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Anyone else tonight, anyone else for prayer on tonight, just press star 6 and come over. Press star 6 and come
praise
over to the broadcast. Praise.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. I can hear you.
Praise the Lord. My name is Sister Betty, and I'm calling in tonight request prayer for Ella Penny Townsend and his wife, Betty Townsend. And she's in...
Townsend?
Townsend.
Okay. Go ahead.
It's Poundy.
Okay. Count. I can't really pronounce.
Ella Finney Poundy.
Poundy?
Yes.
Okay, Poundy. Okay, go ahead.
And his wife is in the hospital. And I also want to request prayer for Barbara Lockhart. She's also in the hospital. And the doctor told her anything short of a miracle that she wouldn't live. But she said, with due faith, she said, God can deliver from anything. So let's just pray.
All
God,
Jesus. Yes, sir. All glory. Yes, God. Yes, sir. Jesus. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ooh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
May they hope. Yeah,
the devil is a little cushion over home stuff.
Yes,
ooh, ooh, glory Jesus. Yeah, God, send your anointing now. Ooh,
oh,
ooh, God, send your anointing now, God.
Amen.
When you spoke that just now, I felt them the anointing of God was released.
No.
Jesus. I felt the presence of Almighty God with him. Glory to Jesus. Glory, yes, God. Hallelujah, God, you have the last say. In the name of Jesus, we speak life. You call Darius' daughter back from the dead. Glory, God. You raise Lazarus from the dead. After 4 days, there is nothing impossible. There is nothing to hide. Nothing to hide. We speak to her spirit tonight. In the name of Jesus, we call your spirit back into your body. We call you back into alignment. Hallelujah tonight. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that the angels of Almighty God is standing by their bedside right now. And touch them from the crown of their heads to the sole of my shanda. I don't care what the doctors say. You have the last say. Who's God? Ask the question. Who's important? Do we believe? That's your of a host. I don't know about you, but I believe the report of the Lord. He said, I shall not of a host. He is the bomb in Gilead. Yes, God. He is the Lord thy God, thy healer. Is there anything too hard for God? Nothing is impossible. If we believe God, say, I'm not of a host. And the fact that you come on the line to bring this request, to make it known unto God. And as we stand in agreement, he said, if we stand in agreement, asking anything in his name of faith, it shall be done. I declare that this is a process. This is a process that they are going through. This is a process of their faith. And just how she speaks, that she believes that she is going to live. We stand in agreement with her request. We stand in agreement with what she speaks from her hospital bed. Tonight, tonight, tonight. Not tomorrow, God. Tonight, tonight. In the name of Jesus, we send your word to the hospital. We send your word on the wings of the angels tonight. He shall to touch, to deliver, 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 deliver from every bondage of sickness, every bondage of affliction. We cast down every stronghold tonight. We bind the will of Satan and bring every work of darkness and sickness to naught. Every territorial assignment over their lives, we break it. We break up we break up the fallow ground. We break every sin of sickness. We break every sin and bondage of sickness tonight. Yes, every stronghold.
Jesus,
we bind the strong man of death. The blood of Jesus over them right
the
now.
Blood of Jesus.
The blood. The blood Jesus. Over you, woman of God, that came on the first time. The blood of Jesus. Will come out of surgery. They will come out of the hospital. They call those things be not as
Jesus.
Speak it into existence. If you declare a thing, it shall be established. And I come to declare tonight, as I stand in agreement, that God will watch over his word to perform it. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, the devil is a liar, and Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you.
Yes.
They will not be a statistic in a coffin. They will not be in the cold grave. The devil is a liar. The blood of Jesus, we speak life. We speak strength. We speak hope. Thank you for the process. Because we're bringing out. You bring Moses out. You brought Abraham out. You brought Daniel out of the den of lions. You brought the three boys out of the fiery furnace. You brought them, oh God. They went through a process. Coming to purpose. I thought you would do this thing. You are watching. Ushaya Lord of a host. God, thank you to that sickness. We need the fire of God to burn out every sickness. We need the fire of God to burn out every infirmity. We need the fire of God to burn out every disease. Burn out
of the Hallelujah.
And release, Hallelujah. God, the balm, the medicine of God. This is your word to heal tonight. I'm a sick kid of a whole
food.
The word of God is the medicine, people of God. bless you, God can
deliver. Yes,
he said, my word is a balm. It's a medicine. It's soothing. It's
aid. Ooh,
if the woman in Israel blood could wait 12 years and God did a miracle, hallelujah. God has not changed.
Yes. Ooh, hallelujah.
Okay. And where is our faith?
Glory to Jesus.
Who must be Jesus? Oh, God, they will testify. I declare, as we stand in agreement, they will declare the works of the Lord. I declare she shall not die. I don't talk to you. You are wrong. She have cancer.
Holy.
She don't have no slight cancer. That is a liar. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
Blood
oh,
of Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In advance, God, we know that you heard us, so we thank you. Jehovah Rapha, we thank you tonight.
Yes.
Oh, Master, God, they can't say.
Yes.
People of God, be better with you, God.
Because
the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but he is a liar tonight. She can yes, God. Oh, God, I praise you for the victory tonight. We give you praise.
Thank you.
Turn it around for the devil meant for bad. Turn it around for good, Jesus, and get the glory out of it.
Glory,
you
Jesus.
Say, this is not unto death, but it's the glory of God to be revealed. In the name of Jesus. Oh,
hallelujah. Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we look for praise and thank you. Oh, God, the angels are by help. The best side right now. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, I declare they then will go home. Oh, stand out of a host. I declare. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for that tangible anointing.
Hallelujah.
The anointing us around their bed. Hey, John.
Thank the Lord. Thank you.
And deliver us.
Hallelujah.
It is.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Yosha. People, God, I believe God tonight. Jesus, I believe.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Father.
Thank
you.
Thank you. On the back of my brain, about to take a surgery, and I began to praise God in prayer meeting one night, and God gave me a supernatural healing. I never went back to the doctor. He can do the same for them. In
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Then I had a cyst on my ovaries turning cancerous, about to take a surgery. I went to where the eldest was. And that was 25 years ago. Never had a problem and never went back to the doctor. God gave me a super
great
trim. Oh, my God. He is a healer. Thank God for divine intervention in their case. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Creating
a miracle in their body. In Jesus' name. Ooh, thank you for doing this in Jesus' name. And we seal this tonight against every backlash and anything. And we seal them and cover them with the blood in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Thank you.
Amen. So
thank you.
Amen. Tonight, yes, God.
Oh, God, thank you. Bringing them through the process. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Nothing too hard. Nothing too hard for God. Amen.
Lord.
Is there a caller? Someone that's on the platform? Amen, Jesus. But we give God thanks and praise on tonight again. We thank him for this word. We thank him for this word. We thank God for you, prophetess. We bless God for you for yielding yourself to come and bless the nations every Sunday, every Monday night. People of God, we just want to let you know that you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. You can most certainly get it sent directly to your phone, or you can go out to our PNN Facebook page or our ReArp Prayer Group 52. There, these messages are housed as well for your listening so that you can go back at any time and listen as often as you like. But we can send you a copy to your phone so that you can send it to others so that others can be blessed. We realize there are some that are not on Facebook. You can certainly get your copy. And the number to text is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. As well, people of God, you can certainly text 678-08-7234. And again, that's 678-608-7234. Those of you that are international, you can certainly reach out to us on that 678 number, and we will gladly send you a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Amen. Again, we thank God for his messenger, woman of God. We thank God for you on tonight. Thank you for availing yourself in the service of the Lord. We give God thanks and we give God praise for you now. And we just want to lift you before the Lord on tonight, asking a special blessing. Father, we give you thanks and praise on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for how you've come in. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, for how your word has come to quicken us, how your word has come to lift us, how your word has come on tonight, glory to God, that we can take this word, glory, and apply it to our lives and be blessed indeed. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we thank you now for your vessel on tonight. We're asking that you would look upon her now. We're asking, Father, that you will meet her every need, every glory to God, every need, situation, oh God, that may be facing her. We're thanking you now for being her shield, for being her buckler in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now, glory to God. Thank you for shining upon her. We're thanking you for, glory to God, the blessings of obedience that shall follow her even now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we love you. We appreciate you on tonight. And we thank you, glory to God, hallelujah, for yielding, for serving this vessel to your people. We give you thanks and we give you praise. Father, we're asking you now that you will bless her. Bless her going out, her coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. Bless her, oh God, we pray. In thy precious name, Jesus, Father, we're asking that you meet her every need, her every desire. We're asking that you would move upon her, God. Open doors, doors of utterance. Open doors for ministry whereby she can go out and declare this gospel unto the people. We give you thanks. We do give you praise. We do bind the hand of the enemy now. We bind backlash right now. We forbid it. As sons of God, we forbid it in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now. We thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you. Thank you for causing your face to shine upon your servant. We bless you. We glorify you in thy precious name, Jesus. Every heart on tonight, say amen, amen tonight. Glory to God. Again, we thank God for this word. We thank God for the woman of God. We thank God for the choosing of his vessel on tonight to come and bless the people of God. And at this time, woman of God, we're going to turn the platform back over to you that you would have the final remark and the dismissal of the line on tonight. We thank God for you now in Jesus' name. You have the platform.
Amen. Tonight, tonight in my final thoughts, what I would say to you is that I hope this message was able to shed light on the importance of trusting the process, trusting when you go through trials and temptations and your faith being strengthened. Although it may seem difficult, it is one of the most life-changing things you can do for your life is to trust God. No matter how much time, the outcome of our lives, no matter how much we try. So however you can choose or you choose to trust and let it go, and letting things go, let situations go, you'll find that we take ourselves, or you can take yourself much closer to exactly where you meant to be. And we learn to trust God, we find ourselves getting closer to the goals and the dreams and aspirations and things that God has for our lives, whether it's a purpose or whatever you have placed before the Lord, is in trusting Him. So if you are struggling with your plan that God has for you, bless His name, God is saying tonight, if you're struggling with something, if you're struggling, give it to God. In the morning when you wake up, speak to Jesus. Tell Him what you need. Tell Him to please help you to release your own expectations and trust in yourself and show you what He wants for you for today. Because He said tomorrow is not promised to anyone. And if you look at Matthew 6 and 34, it says, take therefore no thoughts for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thoughts for the things of itself. And sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So tell Him to deal with the circumstances. Let God deal with your situation that you can't even, handle, that you've been waiting on. You know, and I know that a lot of us don't understand everything fully, but if we ask God, He will help us to walk in it daily. So the whole thing that I got is saying, trust my voice, know my voice, know me, wait on me, and watch me bring it to pass. It's a process. It hurts. It's painful. It's something that we get tired of going through and tired of dealing with. It seems like you're going around in a circle. If you trust me, the circle can end. But it's a matter of trusting Him, having faith and patience while He's taking us through. Stay prayerful and stay on our faces and stay fasting and watch God. And so, God, we thank you. Before I end in prayer, I just want to give God thanks for Miss Bradley, and all of you from every nation tonight that are listening worldwide. We thank God for you tonight for being patient and waiting and not hearing in person, but to hear what God and hear what God is speaking through His word to make us better, to make us to become all that He has us to become. So thank God for the PNN prayer line that is orchestrated by God, for all those that advise us in the prayer warrior who make this line work. Bless His name. And so, Lord, we give you thanks and praise tonight for what you have said and what you have done and what you're about to do through the PNN, God. We thank you, God, that you're reaching souls and you're bringing deliverance, God, to many nations through this PNN line, God, that is global. We want to thank you, God, as we wait on you and as we are being of good courage, you shall strengthen our hearts and you shall direct our path. We want to thank you tonight, God, that we would not get weary and well-doing as we wait on you. We seal every word tonight. We seal every prayer tonight. And we seal everyone under the blood of Jesus, every house, every car, every vehicle, wherever they are, seal them with the blood of Jesus and keep us safe from danger seen and unseen, from accidents and incidents. Until we meet again, we say amen. And everyone have a blessed and a pleasant good night in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, we thank God again. That does conclude tonight's broadcast, people of God. We want you to be sure to come back on tomorrow night and bring someone with you. Glory to God. Bring them with you. Let them know that we're on. Let them know, glory be to God, that there is a blessing just for them. God bless you tonight. Amen, Jesus. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. God bless you. Good night.
Session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.